Looks like some people are a little bit of stragglers, but it will fill up, I feel sure, as it always does. My name is Barbara Fote, and I am a member here, and I'm part of the welcome team. So we have a couple of visitors up in the balcony that you all can't see. Welcome to you, and anyone else who is here, please feel the warmth of our friendliness. We have some visitors from China here in the back. So I hope during the greeting time you'll have a chance to be welcomed by this congregation. Whether you have come because of curiosity, whether you have come out of a crisis in your life, or whether it's your custom to be here on Sundays, please know that this space and this time is yours to commune with God and hopefully to get some inspiration. We have several things I want to tell you about logistically. Just to make sure you know, we have yellow slips that you got, and we'd like everyone to fill out the side that has name. We'd like to know that you're here, and particularly if you're a visitor, we'd like to say thanks for coming. So please do fill that out, and you can drop it in the offering plate. On the other side, if you have a prayer request, we will read those aloud during the service, and they'll be collected even before the offering. So one of two ways, either hand it to an usher with a prayer request or drop it in the offering plate as it goes by. The worship service is going to be up on the screen, but there are QR codes in the bulletin that you hopefully got if you'd like to see the whole service. There are restrooms and childcare through this door, ushers in the back, and after the service we have a gathering room right behind here where you're welcome to come and have a cup of coffee or water and talk to folks. This is a very active church that puts its faith into works, and I have two people that are going to come talk to you about things. But first I want to say sometimes, as Beth comes up, you have to say goodbye to something before you can say hello to something else. So Beth and then Joyce.
Good morning. Over 15 years ago, University Church, through the creation stewardship efforts, started selling fair trade coffee, and this has been done more or less once a month for over 15 years. It started out to nurture environmental justice and to mitigate poverty for Central American farmers and their families. And over the years, we've extended into tea and we've dabbled with coffee beans, etc. But this is one of those times where it's really a good thing to be put out of business, because now throughout the community, in coffee shops, at Costco, anywhere you go, you can get fair trade coffee if you look for it and want it. And so keeping that in mind, I am here to tell you that the coffee business, under the auspices of my garage, is going to stop. Because I think it's time to realize that coffee, fair trade, that can be equally as environmentally healthy, equally as helpful to farmers, it's out there and we can do it. So I have my box, I'll be selling today, and as long as anything is left, we can still buy, but once it's gone, the coffee business at UUMC will be fading away. So thank you. Thank you for all your support.
Good morning, everyone. As you may know from the bulletin insert, 2 weeks from today is when we will be packing Thanksgiving bags for the over 100 people that have signed up who are in need. And so I will be taking sign-ups from anyone here in the congregation who feels that it may be beneficial for them to get a Thanksgiving bag in a couple of weeks. The other thing is turkeys. Turkeys have started going on sale. And so we've got Wegmans offering turkeys at 48 cents a pound, which is a great price with a $25 purchase. Aldi's has butterball turkeys for 87 cents a pound. There is no minimum purchase. And I'm continuing to look at Tops and Price Chopper and other area stores. Please keep your eyes open, but we could really use turkeys. We've got two in the cooler there. Thank you so much to Lynn and Kelly. And so anyone that has any questions or would like to volunteer, please call me. My name is on here, or feel free to fill this out. Thank you so much.
I'm always amazed at the efforts that people do to put their faith into action. So many thanks to Beth for all these years and also this humongous Thanksgiving task. Joyce, thank you for that. And speaking of Thanksgiving, Nelson and I and the James Rada and Laura Powers work with young adults and young professionals in our Connections group, and we're having Thanksgiving dinner already next Saturday, because you know these college students, they go away and they'll be gone the next week and the next week. So if you are a college student or a young professional, be sure to see me. I'll give you info on that next Saturday. I also want to remind you, and we need to do an official announcement, that there is a Church Charge Conference, and it is Thursday the 15th. If I'm remembering right, at 7 o'clock right here. And that's the business meeting of the year, and we need people to be here. And let's see, directories. We want everybody to know who everybody is, and you can do that by having a directory. Plus, you'll have contact information for fellowship activities and work activities, and you can find Beth and Joyce in there. And those directories are going to be in the gathering room. Melanie is going to be there to check you off and get yours. So please come back after worship service to do that. And Joyce has got one more thing, I bet.
I was just told by Kelly that Price Right right down the street has turkeys for 39 cents a pound and no minimum purchase but limit one. So we can help our neighborhood store and get turkeys. All right, thank you.
Bargain shoppers, get those turkeys. I think you will see that we have lots of activities going on because this is a church that really cares about making its world a better place. And so let us now continue with our worship.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Alicia Wood. I am honored and privileged to say that I am the pastor here at University United Methodist Church. Today is All Saints Day, a special day in the life of the Christian church. In a Roman Catholic church, there are specific processes for assigning sainthood to a person who has left a particularly godly life. In the Protestant church, we do not have a list of specific people we identify as saints. Rather, we use this day to remember all those who went before us and taught us about life and faith. On All Saints Day at University United Methodist Church, we have a tradition of honoring those we know who have gone before us, the saints in our lives. We will read aloud the names of those connected to our church who have died in the past 12 months later in the service. Then, during communion, we will have a chance to light a candle and name silently others who have been special saints in our life. And we also have 11 candles up here for those who lost their lives tragically in the Tree of Life Synagogue, and they will be lit throughout our worship service all day. Okay, so I am so pleased when friends come together and try something new, and there's a leader among them. And today we will have four young women who will be dancing a spiritual interpretive dance. And the dance that they chose before they knew anything, the song is For the Beauty of the Earth. And I think that is so perfect for All Saints Day, because there is beauty around us all the time. So I introduce to you the University United Methodist Church Spiritual Interpretive Dance Group.
For the glory of the skies, for the
thank you so much, Carrie and Ann and Shirley and Barbara. We appreciate that leading us into worship. Now I'm going to switch hats. Now I'm not talking about coffee. My name, in case you don't know, is Beth Drew, and I am the liturgist this morning, and I invite you to stand in body or spirit and join with me in the call to worship. Now, this is the commandment that the Lord your God charged me to teach you. Hear, therefore, O people of God, so that it may go well with you, and so that you may multiply greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has promised you. Hear, O people of God, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children and talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand. Fix them as an emblem on your forehead and write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Please remain standing and join with me in singing hymn number 117, O God, Our Help in Ages Past, and the words, of course, will also be on the screen.
O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come. Our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. Under the shadow of thy throne, still may we dwell secure. Sufficient is thine arm alone, and our defense is sure. A thousand ages in thy sight are like an evening gone. Short as the watch that ends the light before the rising sun. Time like an ever-rolling stream bears all who breathe away. They fly forgotten as a dream dies at the opening day.
Please take a moment and greet the saints around you, sharing the love of Christ with each other in any way that feels comfortable to you. When you hear the music, that's your sign to return to your seats.
Would the children please come forward as they are comfortable? And as they come forward, let's sing together, God is so good.
God is so good. God is so good, God is so good, God's so good to me. God cares for me, God cares for me, God cares for me, God's so good to me. God loves me so, God loves me so, God loves me so, God's so good to me.
Good morning.
How are you all today? Thanks for coming up and joining me. So today is All Saints Day, and it's a day when, on a Sunday, when we talk about and think about people who have died, and we remember them in love and in memory and in celebration, but also a little bit of sadness. So I'm wondering if anyone here has known anyone who had died. You do? Your great-grandpa and your grandpa, yeah. Anyone else? You know someone who died?
Grandma.
Your grandma? Your grandma, your grandpa, and your dad. So, yeah, you know a lot of people. Wow. I really like this book. It's called Water Bugs and Dragonflies, and I've shown it to some of the kids before, and the reason I like it is it talks about death and about these water bugs and dragonflies. And I'm happy to loan it to anyone, or I probably have a couple copies in my office that I'm happy to share. But so what happens is these water bugs are living under the water, and they notice that sometimes the water bugs go above the water, up above the water into like the air, I guess I would say. And so a couple of them notice that, and then once they go up in the air, they don't come back down into the water. And so two of the water bugs decide to make a deal. Okay, so when you go up there, depending on who it is, one of us goes up there, then we're promising right now that we're going to make sure we talk to each other anyway. And so they make this deal. And then one of them gets called up, and so they go up above the water into the air, and the water bug that goes up into the air becomes a dragonfly. And when he gets up there, he flies all around, and he feels so good, and he just feels like love is all around him. And then he's like, oh, right, I remember I made a deal with my friend. So he goes to the water, and he looks in, and he tries to talk to his friend that's still under the water, but his friend under the water, the water bug, can't hear him or see him. And so then he decides, well, I tried. I'm sorry that I can't talk to my friend who's still under the water, the water bug. But when he gets here, he'll totally understand. And so I find that this is a great way to think about heaven. That our loved ones, our grandmas and grandpas and dads are in heaven, and they want to come and talk to us, but for whatever reason, we can't see them right now. But when we get there, we're going to totally understand. All right? So any thoughts or questions? I like to leave it at that. I'm wondering what kind of questions you might have and if I can even answer them. But do you have any thoughts or questions you might have about the water bugs and dragonflies? Huh? No, okay. Well, will you pray with me? I'm happy to. Does anyone want to take this to look at more? Okay, you'll take it. I can get another one and bring it to you, and you can look at it, okay? So you guys can look at it during worship and after. All right, will you pray with me? Loving God, we are so grateful for the people who have gone before us, because they have taught us so much. They've taught us about love, and they've taught us about living a good life and being kind. Be with each of us so that even when we get sad and we want to cry about people who we can't see and talk to right now, that we might remember that they are waiting for us when we arrive and will totally understand. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, so you can go sit with whoever brought you, with your family who brought you or your friend who brought you. And as we continue in worship, we will hear from our senior choir a song called Think on Me.
Thank you. Amen choir. Thank you so much for sharing that. That was very touching. If you would like your prayer read as a part of worship today, please pass your prayer slip to the ushers as they walk down the aisles. The prayer slip is the yellow slip. Feel free to choose to be a singer or a listener as we continue our prayer time singing our theme song, Gathered Here. Dear God, we have named people, places, and situations that are on our hearts today. Still more is too deep for speech and remains unspoken. We hold these concerns for each other and offer it all up to you. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
For our prayer time today, I'm going to mix it up just a tiny little bit, and I'm going to invite you to start with me in prayer, and then I will incorporate silent prayer into the prayer. I will then continue with a spoken prayer, and then we will go into the Lord's Prayer. So I ask for your tolerance in mixing things up a little bit this morning. Let us pray. God, we are surrounded by noise, voices, often angry voices, often hurtful or hurt voices. And as we try to transition away for a few moments from the noise, the words that create emotion within us, let us take a moment and settle ourselves in silent prayer. Dearest God, it feels that many people these days, many people are feeling tension, unrest, ill at ease, concern, and we first and foremost this morning pray that we can bring those tensions, bring that ill-at-ease-ness, bring those concerns to you in spoken or unspoken prayer. We feel tremendous awareness and concern about our election day that is coming up because there is that tension, that noise with it. And so we're not praying this morning, God, for it to go one way or the other. We're praying for the outcome to be fair, to be just, to nurture justice in our country and in our world, to bring to people who have need what is needed,
to support what is needing to be supported. And we pray, God, that through our national election, the strength of our democracy is built upon that, and we pray that somehow we can discern what is your will, God, for our world, and work toward that. We pray for the refugees and the immigrants, and we pray for the caravan moving across Mexico, because no matter how we feel, we have to stop and think, how can it be so bad that people would walk 2,000 miles to get away from it? And that, no matter where it turns out, we have to keep in mind that people are hurting. We pray for our earth. We pray as United Methodist workers are going to North Carolina to help clean up. We pray because we feel tension about what's happening with our earth, and even a little bit puzzled about the kind of craziness of what we have viewed as quote-unquote normal seasons not happening here this year. So we put this in your care, God. We pray for inclusion of all people, because if we love you, God, we need to look in faces of all people and love them. We pray for our church in this building and for people that have been named and will be named this morning. And here's where it gets hard. We can say the words, we can pray the words, but do we trust? Do we trust that it will unfold? And sure, we can do, we can vote, we can feed, we can write, we can help. But in the words of Elizabeth Alexander, what if the mightiest word is love? Some live by love thy neighbor as thyself. Others live by first do no harm, or take more, no more than you need. Love is the mightiest word. Love beyond marital, filial, familial, national love. Love that casts a widening pool of light. Love with no need to preempt grievance. Praise you, God, for helping us walk in that light of love. And thank you, God, for through Jesus, we have learned the words that we all can pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. It seems appropriate today, as we continue to struggle and to ache with the murder of the 11 people on October 27th at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, for our scripture reading this morning to be from the Hebrew Bible. Isaiah's vision of the time in which he's speaking was when all nations and religions would come together to share their love of the divine. And this is something that we must embrace boldly in order to face the hate that we see in the world today. I will be reading from chapter 25, verses 6 through 9, and I will be reading from the Inclusive Bible. Please hear these words. On this mountain, Yahweh Omnipotent will prepare for all peoples a banquet of rich food, a banquet of fine wines, food rich and succulent, and fine aged wines. On this mountain, God will remove the mourning veil, covering all peoples.
the shroud covering all nations, destroying death forever. God will wipe away the tears from every cheek and will take away the shame of God's people on earth wherever they live. Yahweh has spoken. On that day it will be said, "This is our God. This is the one for whose liberation we aimed. We waited. Yahweh is the one in whom we had hoped. We rejoice exultantly in our deliverance." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Good morning. Pastor Alicia and I worked together on putting the services together. And this week she sent me two of the scriptures that were suggested in the lectionary for today. One was from Revelation and the other was the Isaiah passage we just heard. Both scriptures describe that moment when humanity realizes whose image they have been formed in and discovers the possibilities of living out that heritage. I suggested the Isaiah passage for three reasons. First, as Beth mentioned, because of the murders of the Tree of Life Synagogue, it suggested to me we take the perspective of our Jewish brothers and sisters who have been made to feel so vulnerable in our society, and to use a reading from the Old Testament, the Hebrew Bible. Second, its vision is not one of separating humanity into good and bad, sheep and goats, heaven and hell, but rather it's a vision for all nations, all people, understanding their common humanity and their common creator. Third, there are as many strange heavenly beings and goings on to explain as there are in Revelation. That just takes too much time. So let's take this apart a little bit. It takes place on a mountain. Mountains are sacred places where people feel closer to God. Moses went up the mountain. Abraham went up the mountain. Altars were built and sacrifices were offered on mountains. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. said, "I have been to the mountaintop." How many of you have had a mountaintop experience? Are we really closer to God or just farther from the noise of everyday life? There is something special about it. There's something powerful in the sense of being unquestionably connected and grounded to the goodness and being, beauty of the created world. God sets a banquet on this mountain for all people. Food rich and succulent and fine aged wines. All I can think of is a place on my bucket list, the Nordic Lodge Buffet in Rhode Island, that offers lobster and king crab and just about every other succulent that you can imagine for only $98 a person. And if you don't like lobster, here's dessert. This table that God sets is not just one of sustenance. It's one of overflowing abundance. Every need is met and exceeded. God loves us deeply and has given us, humanity, the opportunity to love God back. Unfortunately, we haven't always done real well at that. The next line is my favorite. God will remove the mourning veil covering all people, the shroud covering the nations, destroying death forever. Notice the wideness of this vision. All nations, all peoples. This vision offers us hope of personal salvation and redemption, but as a part of the redemption of the human race, everybody together. We are individually culturally covered in so many shrouds. The seven deadly sins pretty much summarize how we separate ourselves from God and from each other. Pride, greed, lust, envy, gluttony, wrath, and sloth. I see these all every day on Facebook. In this vision of Isaiah, God casts aside the shroud, the grave clothes, the defeated attitudes that are holding us back, individually and collectively, from accepting God's love. God lifts the veil, takes away our shame, our feeling of not good enoughness, embraces us, and dries the tears on our cheeks. Why are we crying? We're crying because people walk into places of worship and kill people. We are crying because people of color are attacked for going about their daily life. We're crying because LGBTQ youth are committing suicide. We're crying because the poor are being blamed for the excesses of the rich. We cry because our country has turned its back on the rest of the world. We are crying because people are starving in Yemen and people are losing their island homes in the Pacific. We're crying because we can't always find the goodness that God sees in us. Psalm 30, our scripture from last week, had a wonderful line. You changed my mourning into dancing. You took off my funeral clothes and dressed me up in joy. How can we be dressed up in joy in these times? How can the nations and peoples come to see their common connection to the divine in these times? How do we stop crying? We can stop crying because we believe these words in front of us. Yahweh has spoken. Yahweh has set the table. Yahweh waits with open arms for us individually and collectively. This is the one that we have waited for to deliver us. We stop crying because we believe that there is a better place on God's mountain for everybody, with everybody. This past week has been one of love and hate, light and darkness, embracing and pushing away, and many lessons learned. Pastor Alicia has been reflecting on these lessons for herself and for us.
Yesterday we hosted two memorial services for two powerhouse women, Rosemary DeHoag and Mary Klepper. Both women fought for the country and the earth so that their grandchildren and others would have a better place yet to come. Whether it was rights of women or for rights of persons of color or the environment, just to name a few, they were pushing the limits and making people be included in all kinds of ways. At Mary Klepper's celebration of life, we sang, "Let there be peace on earth." Both women longed for peace on earth. Peace on earth, and let it begin with me. The Isaiah text refers to individuals and the collective peace yet to come. It has to start somewhere. So let it begin in each and every one of us. As we have had a very sad and challenging year and so many people passing away that were just namesakes in our church, let us keep in prayer Brown Memorial United Methodist Church, because they have buried people in their community who have died in house fires, and a child on a sidewalk, and people being shot and killed. So as we mourn our losses, let us also be in prayer with our brothers and sisters at Brown Memorial United Methodist Church. On Friday in our Jonah study, I'm not there yet. On Friday in our Jonah study, we wrestled with the idea of forgiving or accepting groups of people who are hateful or mean. After quite a discussion, we decided it's up to each of us to be the most loving Christian, even to people we disagree with. We reminded each other of the hymn, "They will know we are Christians by our love." Last Saturday morning, I was watching the news and saw that there was an active shooter in a synagogue in Pittsburgh. And I just didn't know what to do, so I emailed my two rabbi friends and said, I'm praying for you and your community, and let me know if there's anything I can do. And about midweek, they emailed me back and invited me to, well, Rabbi Feldman invited me to the Shabbat service on Friday night, and I was so honored to be invited, I made every effort to be there. And when I arrived, I made my way to Rabbi Feldman, and he reached out his arms to hug me, and I hugged him back, and we just looked at each other. We didn't have to say anything. After a moment, he said, thank you for coming. And I showed him the cards that the children made and some adults made. And he was so moved. And he said, could you please give those to the president of the synagogue? She's right over there. So I made my way over there. And I told her that children and adults had from our church had made these cards for them to know that they were loved by us. And she welled up with tears, and she said that it meant so much to her and the community, and that she would share them with everyone. 100 years ago, this would have been so rare, or maybe even unheard of or not done. We have come so far in love and respect for one another's faith traditions and beliefs. In our Isaiah text, it says, Yahweh, God, has set a table. And it is growing larger and larger and larger. Yesterday was a very emotional day. We have had a lot of loss this year in our church family. And as I think about the loss, it can get so overwhelming. But then I think about the lives we've lost, and we have learned so much from each of them. And that includes those who have lost that were a part of our church family, but also people we have lost within our families outside the church. A piece of them continue in each of us. And God's table is set, and it continues to expand. And I would just like to take a moment to publicly thank everyone who helped make yesterday's memorial services go so smoothly. It takes a village to do all things. And I know our friends Rosemary and Mary would have been so pleased. The truth is, none of us can do it alone. And when I say it, I mean life. Yahweh, God's table, is expanding even more. A table for those who have gone before us, for each of us, and for those who come after us. Today we're going to close our worship with a hymn called Amazing Grace. The hymn was written by a captain of a slave ship who changed his ways and quit his job. And when he knew he had done wrong, he finally turned toward God. And when he realized God could forgive even him, and that he was loved by God, he penned the lyrics of Amazing Grace. The thing is, God is ready and waiting for each of us to turn toward God and accept this unending love. We can find hope in knowing that people like a captain of a slave ship can change their ways, repent, and accept God's love, that it can even happen to anyone and any group who have lost their way. This grace is available to each and every one of us. We need to say yes to God and accept God's love, and say we will spend our entire life sharing that love, God's love, to the best of our abilities. And so today, when we sing Amazing Grace, know that this grace we sing of is for you, and it's for me. Yahweh, God's table, is a table of hope, and it continues to expand to include all. Amen. As we continue our worship, we hold heavy in our hearts some we have lost. And so today, we honor our saints that have gone since last All Saints Day in November 2017. And so we will, Beth and I will read the names, and as they are spoken, we will hear a bell toll in honor of those we have lost. Okay. Alan Lum.
Lorraine Beatty.
Norma Goel.
Reverend Dan Moore.
Cameron Baker.
Douglas Huff.
Michelle Cognay.
Joyce Midlam.
Keith Nevin.
Donald Steinberg.
Terry Kubat.
Ingrid Nicolaisen.
Joanne Zinsmeister Yarwood.
James A. Souflaris.
Terry Jarris.
Jory Fatorik.
Mary Klepper.
Stephen McCarran.
Pat Vatiha.
Reverend Thomas Schaefer.
Austin Richard Gregory.
Peter Celentano.
Rosemary DeHogue. May their lights shine bright. So we will join together in Holy Communion. The table is ready and waiting for us. As we come forward today, there are several things up here. One, so we'll have two different communion stations, one for this row and one for this row. As you come forward, you'll find bread. It is gluten-free only bread, and you can pick up a piece of that bread, and you have a choice. You can either eat it right away and then move down to the little cups and then drink a little cup of grape juice. We have grape juice only. Or you can hold on to that piece of bread and you can dip it into the grape juice in the big cup and receive Holy Communion by intinction. If you've taken a little cup, you can put it in the basket that's the fourth person in the row. And then finally, we have tables of candles on each side of our sanctuary. And after you receive Holy Communion, if you wish, you can go and light a candle and name someone that you would like to name silently and light a candle for that person who has passed. And that's any time of year. It doesn't have to be in the last year. So we wanted to honor all folks who we are thinking of and celebrating today. And finally, if you'd like to take a moment to pray, feel free to sit back in your seat and pray, or you can kneel at the communion rail and talk with God there. Many options. During Holy Communion, we're going to sing a song, and if you would like to join in, that's okay. You can sing it quietly or loudly as you'd wish. But if you would like to just be quiet and be a listener, that's okay too. It's a song that's just one verse and it repeats over and over and over.
So let us join together. When we gather at the table, we enter the realm of God's time in our remembering, where past, present, and future are one. We remember the present through Christ's call to spread the banquet of love to all.
We remember the future and the promise of Jesus to be with us all.
And so it is that this today we remember with love those who love, whose love of God lifted us. We give thanks for their hospitality, the tables they set for us, and the gifts they gave to us. And we set this heavenly banquet at which we give glory to God with them today. It is through their witness that we have tasted and we have seen the goodness of God. The Lord be with you. We lift up our hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and good and a joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth, God of Abraham and Sarah,
God of Miriam and Moses,
God of Joshua and Deborah,
God of Ruth and David,
God of the priests and the prophets,
God of Mary and Joseph,
God of the apostles and the martyrs,
God of our mothers and fathers,
God of our children to all generations. And so, it is with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, and broke the bread. And he gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, and he gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine, and make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. Renew our communion with all your saints, for saints no longer with us, especially those we have honored here, for all saints now living among us, for who gift us with their presence in our lives, and for saints who will come after us, continuing your good news into the future. By your Spirit, through Jesus Christ, your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. And so all are welcome at the table.
The ushers will come forward, and well, I guess the choir is coming first, and then the ushers will have you come forward pew by pew. Let us begin. Oh, we got to get our stewards. Sorry, I got so excited. We have to get our friends up here who are helping. Okay. Do you know?
Committed people have been sharing God's love here in this place for 150 years. We all now are part of that living tradition. We accept the challenge to continue the vision that they claimed so many years ago. As you are having the offering plate coming to you, please don't forget to register your attendance on the slip that looks like this. And as the ushers collect our offering this morning, the choir will sing Sine Nomine, or For All the Saints.
Thank you. accept our offer, building up this community of faith, so that we may serve others with the love of Jesus. We pray in His name. Amen.
And now may the courage of the early morning's dawning and the strength of the eternal hills at noontime and the peace of the open spaces at evening's end and the love of God abide in your hearts now and forever. Amen.